Okay, with me here today is Elsie, and I'll let Elsie tell about your problem when it first came to us, and also we will mention an episode that you were coming down with a cold and what my treatment did for you right away. So first of all, you came to us how long ago?
It's now about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and how many treatment have you had so far?
If I remember right, this was my fourth treatment.
Only
today.
Four treatment. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what happened? What was your problem when you first came?
My symptoms was the worst one was that I had a huge neck and a headache, together with insomnia, and I wasn't really knowing which one was the worst. But the headache was, of course, the constant thing with me, and I was very unhappy about that. And because I couldn't sleep, I was not a very happy camper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you came here for pain. Now, what have you felt after the first treatment? Do you feel any improvement?
Oh, very much improvement.
Uh-huh.
I feel that my life is more together. I have more energy, which I've noticed right away. I've slept better, and I think all in all, I'm a happier person than I was 2 weeks ago.
I see. Huh? So you did not know that you have a lot of bottled up angers that now that we discover.
No.
So you did not expect that I could treat that either.
No, I was expected to just be treated with acupuncture on my neck and get rid of the headache and perhaps start sleeping better.
I see. So this is like a bonus that you didn't quite expect.
Yes, it's a $1,000 bonus right there.
What do you think caused all this anger that you have?
Frustration. Probably being very busy in my life, but not feeling all like I'm doing all the right things that I should be doing. So probably that had kind of bottled up.
Okay, now you still haven't done that. How come you're happier?
It must be the treatment. And I've had also the homeopathic remedies, and I have the whole food vitamins. So I think all three together, and also I have been able to go back to exercise. So all of that has
this is
probably
only the fourth
helped
treatment
me.
Today.
Yes,
uh-huh.
This is the fourth thing.
Okay, when do you notice any improvement in the first treatment?
Yes, right away that weekend I slept better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, one time you came in, I think the last time, with a congested sinus, and you said you were coming down with the flu. Right now there's a Sydney type A flu going on. So
uh-huh.
Can you tell us how my treatment helped you? What happened that day?
You, Dr. Tong, you noticed right away that that I was stuffy, and you said, are you coming down with something? And I said, yes, I really truly feel that I am probably getting down with something. And while you treated me, the symptoms went away. And
how soon?
Just, I think, instantly, because I never noticed that anymore. When I even walked out,
yes.
I forgot about the whole thing.
I want you to say it because it sounds too good to be true.
It does sound to be true, but really I didn't even think about it anymore, except when you asked me the next time that did you get a cold or did you get sick, and I noticed that I hadn't.
Yes,
so
you feel like a questionnaire about the study I'm doing, right? That about the cold and flu and how much your symptom improved right away. Did you feel a form out?
I haven't filled.
Oh,
no.
You better fill one because that's one of my study.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know anybody with a cold and flu and will show up right away with one treatment, the sore throat, the sinus congestion can be clear with one injection. Okay, use the two or three, then it colds the flu. And most people today with this type A Sydney flu, 2 or 3 weeks, bedridden.
Oh,
okay,
goodness.
So if you let it get to you, then it's harder to treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you know, like we talked about my sweet cravings, and
yes.
I had really bad sweet cravings and chocolate cravings, and I've been able to cut down. I haven't had a piece of chocolate for like 5 days.
Are you trying real hard or just easier?
I think it's it has to be easier because I've tried before.
It's not easy, right?
And it has not, you know, been easy because you then, you know, it just gets so tempting and you really know it's in your refrigerator, so you have to go and get a bite, but I haven't had that urge right now. So.
Well, later on, let me tell you something happened, okay? Later on, you eat the candy, it will not taste good to you.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
That happened to me, okay? I had sweet craving before, and slowly my craving goes down. Now, I cannot even take them. When I eat the candy and chocolate candy, it tastes not too good. It doesn't make me feel good. So, now I'm even learning a new set of no desire that those chocolate candy make me feel bad, so I do not want to eat them.
So, is this again something you're teaching me about the mind and the body,
it's
and
actually,
then being one. So
it's actually when your mind and body are balanced, then you only desire natural stuff. And
okay.
The candy have too much processed sugar, too much chemical. So you learn from actually mentally and physically that those things don't agree with your body anymore.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
You want to comment on how long have you had any other treatment for your neck and headaches? Did you go to any doctors?
I've gone to chiropractors because I've had two car accidents.
Oh, I see.
And
how long ago was that?
If I remember right, I think the last one was in 94.
Oh.
So, but you know, the treatments last quite a long time, and it didn't help me at all.
Oh.
So in 98, I finally went to see an acupuncturist, and that was the first time I got help for my neck. And the neck movement came back, and also the headaches went away. So that's why I thought that, again, perhaps I can find a cure in acupuncture, because I hadn't found it any other way. And
so
I don't like chemicals. I don't like taking aspirin or Tylenol or anything like that, because I'd rather try the natural way if I can.
That's kind of patience. Now, so why didn't you go back to your other acupuncturist?
He's not local here.
Oh, I
see. I moved here from the place,
true.
So.
I see. So what's the difference between my treatment and acupuncture?
Oh, it's not comparable.
In what way?
No, it's not comparable in the sense that all of this, care that I'm getting now, instead of just getting my localized neck and injury care, now I'm feeling that I'm getting like a health advice and all around
mind and body
together. Yes.
Yes. How about the improvement from the shot compared to the acupuncture alone?
This happens right away.
Yeah.
So instead
much
of going 10
profound,
times.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, very good. Maybe we'll follow up with you a couple months later. Maybe you don't need that long, but you do still have some problem in you, even though you're feeling good.
Yes,
okay.
I'm feeling, you know, like so much better that I feel like I'm whole again, but I know that I have a little bit ways to go.
Yeah, there's no set point, like I told you, that from this point is healthy and beyond this point is sickness. There's a continuum. It depends on how healthy you want to get. Right now, I still see problem in your body, and you can be still a lot more improved to the point that you look at a piece of candy, it doesn't even attract you anymore, and you're motivated, you're not afraid to call people, you always want to do something and happy all the time. That's when you can just come back once in a while for tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Well, thanks very much, Elsie.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the interview. Okay?
You're welcome.
Yeah.